Think about this. Why do I do a 36-month plus lease agreement? Because I want to control, and I want you to be able to control when you schedule your next future turnover.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's topic is lease renewals, do's and don'ts. Now, what prompted me to pick this topic today is that recently, within the last several days, I saw on a private Facebook group that I am a member of, where an investor asked about lease renewals. What should I do? Should I just let it go on? And in my lease that I have, it says it goes month to month. Should I have a paragraph in there that said it automatically renews for another year? What should I do? And I was flabbergasted by all the comments from all these self-proclaimed experts and knuckleheads that don't have a clue what they're talking about. So I got to get my glasses up there. Sorry about that. And so I was kind of shocked. And there was one fella who did respond in there. And he's a very sharp guy. In fact, he was a banker. And he says, before you do any lease renewals, you need to get Mike Butler's book, Landlording on Autopilot. And that will explain why you need to do lease renewals the proper way. And it includes the do's and the don'ts and the whys. Okay. So that's what prompted me to start off with this topic. Now, so you got to do this first. When it comes to lease renewals, this is what you must do. Okay. And you got to do this first. Okay. FUI on the month-to-month leases except during eviction moratorium. Okay. Eviction moratorium is over, at least in my state. Some states still may have it going on, but if you're locked into that, where you cannot evict for non-payment of rent. Yeah, we did month to month. Okay. But once that's over, we're going back to normal. Okay. And turnovers are very costly. So the last thing you want, you're not running a hotel business, single family homes or apartments, multifamily. And every time you have a tenant turnover, you're losing rent. You got to cut the grass. You got utilities. You got to go in there and do some few things to make it rent ready again. And it's not fun. So when I say you got to do these things first, you got to score the resident. Okay. You got to score your resident first. And what we do, and I've got my resident manager in my property management company here in Louisville. And before she can do a lease renewal, she's got to score the tenant, score the resident, and they get a score of A, B, C, or F. Okay. So you might have, let me break this down a little bit and it'll give you an idea on how we score them. Okay. Are they a work order king or queen? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they think they live in a Ritz-Carlton and they're always submitting work order requests or repair requests or maintenance requests, things like that. And they may be valid, but are they a work order king or queen? Okay. The next one, are they a headache? Are they a pain in the butt? Are they a nuisance? Are they a problem? They might pay their rent every month early. They might pay the rent early every single month, but they would still get an F because they're a major pain in the butt, a nuisance, a problem, a headache. Okay. And so we don't want to renew the ones that are a pain in the butt. They eat up your precious and valuable time. And if you've delegated this to a resident manager to have your in-house property management company, that clock, that meter's running. You're paying them by the hour to talk to these yo-yos, and it's eating up that person's time and not making your business very efficient, even for property managers there. Okay. So we're only going to renew, listen to this. You're only going to renew A or B plus residents. The C's and the F's, they got to go. You're not going to renew them, and you're going to give them a heads up on it so that they can be out by the end of their, we call it the anniversary date. Okay. But they got to be out by the end of their lease. Okay. And so now you know when you're going to have a scheduled turnover. You're scheduling your future turnover. One thing I missed and I forgot to tell you about earlier. Remember I said FUI on the month-to-month leases, turnovers are costly. Well, we do 36-month plus leases. 36-month plus. Okay. And our residents actually request that because it's on our application. And so think about this. Why do I do a 36-month plus lease agreement? Okay, because I want to control, and I want you to be able to control when you schedule your next future turnover. Somebody moves in the week before Thanksgiving. You want to schedule that and do 12 months or even 3 years later and schedule a future vacancy the week of Thanksgiving? No way. Same with Christmas and New Year's. So you get to schedule your future turnover. We do 36-month plus lease, okay? And we have built in on the first page of the lease an annual cost of living increase, okay? And we've got another little paragraph in there that says if the property taxes get jacked up real high for some reason, we can adjust the rents to reflect that. Now, have we enforced that? No, but it looks like it's coming down to the wire because government wants more money. All right, so do not allow your residents to hang on using the automatic renewal paragraph in their original lease if they got it from Office Depot or something. My lease, 19 pages, and I'll tell you how to get it free at the end of this podcast, okay? So renewals must always do a new lease agreement. Now, I didn't say a new tenant package, a new lease agreement. Here's why. Because odds are, if you're using my system, you got the 36-month plus lease agreement, but that the lease that you have today has been updated a time or two in the last 3 years. Who knows? Local laws, it's who knows whatever it is, okay? Odds are that you have updated your new tenant package for any new tenant coming on board, okay? And that's got your most recent current updated lease. You don't want to use a three-year-old lease, okay? So get them to come into your office or you go visit them, whatever how you make it happen, but get them to do the new, most current up-to-date lease and make them sign that. You can still use the original move-in photos, move-in inspection, all the other stuff, okay? But when it comes to doing a renewal, get them to do it on your new, most recent, current, up-to-date lease, all right? So that's it in a nutshell for lease renewals and what to do and what not to do, and hopefully you got the whys. Now, I need your help, please, okay? If you're getting great investor training tips to work smarter, not harder, while increasing your profit and income, click the follow button. I'm not an expert on this social media and podcast and all that kind of stuff, but I've been told to invite you to do this to help me, okay? Click the follow button or a subscribe button somewhere that you can see on this, whatever the podcast thing is. And then next, I want you to go to mikebutler.com and you can sign up for free Power Lunch investor trainings that I have every Tuesday at noon, okay? They're a little longer and they get in a little more detail. And if you could please add your comments somewhere in this podcast or wherever it is that you're doing that, and give me some great ratings. I'd appreciate that. And share it with your fellow investors. And lastly, don't forget, buy my number one bestseller, Landlording on Autopilot book. Get it on Amazon, and you're going to get a boatload of free downloadable forms, including my 19-page lease that we're talked about in this podcast here. And you get free investor training videos. So with that, go out there, happy hunting, be careful, follow these guidelines on your next lease renewal. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.